Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. But can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy to all, hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming.
Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's December 18th, 2012. 7 days until Christmas. Wow. Well, if you were tuned in yesterday, you heard a great testimony by Ken Welch, who's been a part of the Singing Men of GNN literally since the second rehearsal about 14 years ago. That interview is archived at greatnewsradio.org. And if you stop by my Facebook page or the station's Facebook page, Mark Burns or Great News Radio, you'll see photographs of him and other singing men of GNN. Well, today's special interview is a great one. Huey Freeman, a good friend, recently said, Mark, you got to meet my buddy Pei Tang. He's from China, and he's got an incredible story. We had dinner together. I invited them to come and join me in the studio, and you'll hear our conversation as recorded recently. I'm excited for our radio listeners today to hear this testimony. We just finished breaking bread together, and I realize that this is airing a few days after the time we had dinner together, but your story of how God has led you to the Lord, Pei, is just a wonderful one because it came through somebody that was loving Jesus, that was exhibiting that love in a friendship, that wasn't pushing the Bible on you or spiritual truths all the time. Though he was praying behind the scenes, he was just loving and caring for you, and I hope that through today's message, through today's testimony, that all of us will try to learn to be more effective in the ways we just love others. So, Huey, I'm going to have you introduce your friend and share a little of the background story and then Pei some of the ways that you observed God through Huey, through other people, and how you came to know the Lord, even though you grew up in China, you grew up in a family that didn't believe in a sovereign God that loved them, and that kind of learned on your own some things about yourself that then you began to come to that point where, I'm going to trust in this Jesus. Huey, we'll begin with you. How about introducing to our radio listening family, Pei, and how that relationship started?
Okay, this is Pei Tang. He is a computer science professor at the University of Arkansas in Little Rock. He is a world-class expert in parallel computing. He is a very humble person, so he's probably embarrassed, but I realize he is recognized in his field at a very high level. He studied at the University of Illinois, where he earned his PhD. I met him during the time when he was a PhD student here in Champaign-Urbana, and our meeting was just a very natural outgrowth of a friendship that Katie and I had for a man named Sal Cohn, who many people know in the Champaign-Urbana community because he was a musician. He was my wife Katie's piano teacher, and we used to go there once a week for her piano lessons. And after we'd been acquainted with Sal for a few years, Pei moved into Sal's house on Elm Street in Orchard, this big, at that time it was almost 100-year-old house. And somehow we became friends, and we became very close friends. After about a year, maybe a little more, after Pei becoming friends with Katie and myself, then he brought his beautiful wife, Ming, and his beautiful daughter, who was then called Ying, now is named Frances. And we all became very close families with each other. There was just a friendship, a kinship we had for one another. And yes, we would pray for them a lot, and we were very interested in what they believed and they thought. And one of the most striking things was a story that Ming told us about her mom and a Christian background that Ming's mom had. But of course, I'm going to let Pei tell you about that. So no further ado, I would like to introduce to you my great friend, Pei Tang.
Okay, thank you for the introduction made by Howie. I was international students from China in 1980s in U of I, studying computer science, and I was atheist, grew up in China, didn't believe God exists, always believe our own strength, and also have evolution in my mind. So when I moved to Saul's house, I became friend of Howie's, and we knew that Howie is Christian. My impression of him is he is not an ordinary person. He is a person with peace, with strength, and which we don't have. He is a loving person and showed friendship to me. And he took me to the trip to Western Wyoming, Bighorn Mountain, for a couple of days camping. And he always showed love and taught me how to drive on interstate. He also invited me to his family many times, and we just had a wonderful time. Although he did not directly witness to Jesus Christ, I just felt that he is a Christian, is something different, and I want that kind of character or inner strength, but I don't know how. So my salvation start, of course, and I didn't understand salvation concepts at that time. So when I graduated from U of I in 1989, we moved to Australia and taking a job in that Australian National University. And during the 6 months in Australia, and my life had a dramatic change. The reason is that I found that I'm not as good as I thought it was, and I found the ugly nature of my human being.
Yeah, and I'm going to take you a little back to some of your childhood, because you grew up in a loving family. Your mom and dad loved you.
Yeah.
They extended care and compassion. Your dad was a good man. Your mom was a good mom. They were kind of influential and just, you know, you work hard, you care for the people you love, and you had met this woman in China, and you really loved her, and in your mind, I'm going to love her, I'm going to provide for her, I'm going to care for her, because I'm a good person. And so that's some of the backdrop you were telling me about your relationship, because you learned later on that you weren't quite as good as you thought you were.
That's right. Yeah, I think for mommy. Yes, I grew up in a good family. I have a good father, and they all taught me good moral, to be a good character. And that was what I was trying to do. And when I was age of 19, 20s, and I fell in love with my current wife, and before I made a proposal, I just asked myself, are you sure you can love this person, woman, for your lifetime? Otherwise, I would not do that. So I was sure that time. So we had a good marriage. I married her. So we had a good marriage. We have good relationships. We always love each other. All my life, up to that point, I always think I'm a good person. I'm good enough. I don't need to be changed. And I can rely on myself. But this thinking is changing. The reason is that when I moved to Australia and we found an income in Australia, my single income is probably not enough, or not as good, as high as I thought it was. And so I wish my wife to find a job so that we can have a double income family.
Which is very common and natural for most Chinese couples that you're aware of.
That's
you're
right.
Both kind of work, and that's just the way it is, and that's the way it's supposed to be in your mind.
Yes. But the thing is that I found that my inner being is not right. My attitude is grudging and complaining, and I found that I'm not in good shape.
And you were basically starting to resent her. Hey, she's not getting a job, even though because she didn't have a great English language skills, and because of being from China and some of her educational background didn't transfer.
That's
she
right.
was trying to find more menial work, and it just things weren't working out. So you found yourself kind of being resentful, and which kind of awakened in your mind, or God used, we're going to find this out, God used that to be a turning point that you're not so much of a nice guy.
That's right.
Even though you are a very nice guy,
that's
but you
right.
had that inner turmoil. Hey, there's something going on. I can't will myself to be good.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. I thought I was good enough and a good person, But now I found that my inner being thinking mm-hmm. is not right. I don't like it, but I don't understand it. All right. So I really start to doubt myself. And one night, and I had a dream. In a dream, my father, earthly father, of course I was atheist. I don't know Godfather. He said to me, "Pei, you are wrong." So I woke up immediately in the night, and I was in a shock. Somebody speak, my father speak to me. So I really think, I really in the state that I need to change. I need help. So on that following Sunday, I went to a church nearby in Canberra, and it turned out to be a Pentecostal church. And so I went to church, listened to preach, listened to the praise songs. The pastor approached me and he said, "Can I visit you? And yes, I said yes. So the very Sunday afternoon, he came to visit my home, and we talked about my problem, you know, my new discovery, my ugly nature, and he start to introduce God, and of course he started with human nature, because our Adam disobeyed God, and then have sinned. Since then, this sin is came to every person, and but also he offer hope that we can be united with God, with relationship with God, by accepting His Son Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And at that time, this kind of, to me, is kind of new story, new theory.
Oh, yeah, you grew up in an atheist home, and you had some connection or had heard about Jesus, but never entertained that idea that there's this personal relationship you can have with God, and that there's a sin nature that we're battling with, because you were a good person for the most part. Yeah. But here, this pastor, literally over about a three-hour period, was answering some questions and telling you about God and the Holy Spirit and Jesus, and then he came to the point where, you know, Pei, this very day you could become a Christian. You could believe in Jesus. And that was something that you had never entertained before.
No, never entertained before. But at that time, one thing I was sure, that all my previous worldview is not correct. Mm-hmm. And our atheist view, our evolution, and I cannot trust them anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm quite happy to abandon that view on that day. So that day, I have a new hope, new offer, this worldview. Basically, what the pastor asked is, were you willing to accept this new view, worldview? And I really think that what he says, Bible, is true that time, because the story of Adam and Eve, the story of Jesus, really explains who we are now, who I am. Mm-hmm. They answer my question why I'm so ugly in myself.
And what's amazing about your testimony and story, and I just love it. I love the fact that Huey and others were modeling Christ to you, were loving on you. So you knew there was some love out there.
Yeah.
And yet you also knew your own nature. And then somebody presented this whole kind of concept. There is a God behind the universe, and that we're not just randomly created through evolutionary processes. And some of that made sense, because you're very intelligent and you're gifted and you're excelling in your field and you have a sharp mind and you're weighing all these options. But you're like in your 30s and you're from China with that background. I'm thinking, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for that church. Thank you, God, for that pastor to do the pastoral visit in the afternoon. Thank you for Huey and all the people God was using to orchestrate this little divine appointment, where you kind of wrestled with, okay, I could buy into the fact that there's a God. I know there's a sin nature. I kind of can understand that. And as he shared about a Savior and the payment for your sins, you began kind of that new faith journey that very day.
That's right, exactly. He said, if you are ready to abandon your old view, you can accept new life, become child of God today. Mm-hmm. And he said, all you have to do is declare that you accepted Jesus Christ, is Son of God, and It's your law of your life.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to jump in right here because, Huey, I want you to just add a little part, because there's probably a listener or two or maybe dozens that are traveling through that have the radio station tuned in that are listening, and they're like kind of captivated by some of the story. And here's a person like that has a sharp mind, that's very intelligent, that's gifted, accepting Jesus into their heart. Now, we've had you on for a number of times sharing some of your story and your wife, Kate, some of her story. But for that person that's maybe a skeptic or that's kind of confused by this whole story, what do you mean drawing near Jesus and accepting him as, you know, your Savior? Speak some truth into that listener right now that's maybe contemplating, gosh, my heart's beating heavy right now. I want to know this God that I can have a personal relationship with him.
Jesus Christ has said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. Jesus Christ is the same amount God as his Father who is in heaven, who sent Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to the earth. He is right here in this room with us. And he is actually anywhere on earth and throughout the universe that any human being is. So anybody who will draw near to Jesus Christ and ask him, reveal yourself to me, show me who you are, show me your power. Jesus Christ said that all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. He has made so many claims about himself. When he was sent onto the earth from heaven, he was sent with a mission that every person on earth should be saved from sin, should be saved from death, should be saved from eternal punishment. And his will is that each one of us would repent and come to know him and believe in him. So anybody who is listening can just reach out and say, okay, Jesus, if you are alive, if you are real, reveal yourself to me. And any person who will, in all sincerity, reach out for Jesus Christ, I am not talking about a religion. I'm not talking about finding a special person who will tell you the truth, but will directly cry out to Jesus Christ through prayer. I can personally guarantee you, Jesus Christ will reach out to you, mm-hmm. and he will in many different ways.
Yeah, I think of one of my favorite verses, James 4:8, draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Some versions, come near to God, and he'll come near to you. But the principle, the concept is God loves us. He created us. He fashioned us. He knows us. And he's created us in such a way that we can always come to him. And so if you have a heavy heart this morning, wherever you're at in your faith journey, draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. And if you want to take another step, there's an 800 number where there's trained counselors that can answer any of your questions on how God exists, how he can work in and through your life, how we desire to have that personal relationship. You can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, I know, Pei, when you came to Christ and began that faith journey, at some point you called up and talked with Huey and Kate, and they were so excited. I think they were saying they were dancing around their house praising God because they had been praying for you and your family for 5 years. And so here you are. You're in Australia. You're beginning that new faith journey. You're attending a church. And some things continued to develop where you ended up in Arkansas. So take us through in our closing few minutes some more of that story on how God continued to provide a church family, a church body for you to grow and flourish in your new faith.
Yeah. Since I, you know, accept Jesus Christ, and the church in Canberra, Australia is very strong, and they came at my home and we studied the Bible. And so I know a lot of detail of the Bible afterwards. I stayed in Australia for 12 years. Then I came back to the United States and ended in Arkansas. We found good church, local church. And we, this church, we grow in a stronger faith. We study Bible and we pray. So it's a wonderful journey. And I'm so glad I made drastic decision on that day, mm-hmm. except Jesus Christ.
And then thank you, God, for that decision, because it led for you to be involved in your wife's decision and your daughter and your family as you've returned to China, and your mother followed Jesus, began going to church, and your influence and the change she saw in you, and then even your dad in those last days of his life, he knew Jesus. He clearly spoke that, though his commitment was not as vocal or obvious to everyone, he had asked Jesus into his heart, and he conveyed that before he passed away. And I know you have a younger brother that's following the Lord, and you continue to pray for your family. And just that message that I would like our listeners to take to heart, just loving on people, just extending care and compassion. You did that early on in the relationship, Huey, and you continue to do that, Pay, with your students in Arkansas, with your family, with your church body, and all of us. If we can just learn to continue to love God and love people, that's how Jesus summed it all up, the law, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, I think a lot more people would come to Christ, because that love would be used of God to maybe penetrate those hardened hearts. So it's been such a blessing to get to know you in this short time. And Huey, it's always a delight to have you in the studio to share. And again, if you're kind of perplexed or confused or uncertain about whether you have a relationship with Almighty God, again, let me share a phone number with you. There's trained counselors. They're really wonderful people, and they can talk you through how to have a relationship with Almighty God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a great time of year, the Christmas season, to come to know not only this baby in a manger, but the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, Almighty God, Emmanuel, God with us. So call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Thank you, Huey. Thank you, Pei, for being available for this edition of Mark and Friends.
Well, I want to say that thanks a lot, Mark, for having Pei and myself on the show today, and it's been just a tremendous blessing to get together with you.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you for this radio interview. I hope and I pray that more and more people will see the truth through the Son, Jesus Christ, and have a wonderful life, not only the earth, but eternal life in the future.
Yeah, eternal life. Yeah. Not only can we have that realization that He's with us, that He cares for us to get us through the day, but all eternity ahead of us, where there's no more pain, no more suffering, no more heartache. We're in glory with Him. Wow, that's going to be an adventure. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.